Daf Kuf Chav Gimel Beis, the Gemara brings down a Memra. The all Kalim were utter except for Gimel Kalim. And afterwards the Tiru, Bechazavitiru, that Gimel Terim, Ad Sha'amru, Kol Kalim, the Tolim, except for two Kalim, Vesagadol of Yetzir Machrisha. We have basically these four Terim over here. So first, there's Inil of Muksa, the Makar for it. The Gemara speaks out, where did the Issa come from? The Zman Nechemiel. The Chaman came along and saw that Klai Yisrael was lax in Hilchos Shabbos. They were drachim b'pizza, they're pressing grapes over here, or they're carrying the tzarimus over here. They were came along Chazal and they asked the sugya mukso. Mentioned we're following the sugya mukso. L'chur the kasha over here. More on Shabbos and Daflama. On the Bay, it brings down that the Dovid HaMelech passed away. The Shalat came to the Shlomo sent to the base medrash. So what should a person do? Avi meis, Motul Bechamo. My father passed away, and the son, can I move him? Mitzad HaSugya Mukso. Vadi had a question, the Klovim of my father are hungry, how can I go feed them? Can I cut in the velas? Is that also the case in the Mukso? So the Gemara answers back, what to go do? Move your father out of the Kikar Tinnik. I cut in the veil, mice is mutter. We see the aside that the Indian Mukso was before and ready from this man of Dovin and Shlomo. So how in the world can Mara come along and say, who asked the Mukso? Nechemio. So the main mahalach that you speak out, the Shulchan Aruch Rab over here says, and some sefer in the Sugya Daf Kuf Mem Beis speaks out, you have to realize there are two separate inyonim and concepts of muksa. There's something that be'etzem has no use at all on Shabbos. Or has no use at all. A rak is something that's in kata das, you have no use. In the case of a person that's a mace, be'etzem has no use. Muksa machmas kufoy. Something that's muksa machmas kufoy, that's already zman, davan shlomo, we see already. In case of the vela, it's not a kli over here. That really was Chazal had before Nechemiah. Came on Nechemiah, and the Chiddush over here is that Kalim that can be used, that are Kalim, might be Klisha Machla Ister, might be Kedah Chassar and Kis, but the Etzim are Kalim. Came on Nechemiah, and they were glad that this is said over here, since Klai so lacked Nilkha Shabbat, they came along and they asked Kalim. So even though it has Ishtamchus and it is a Kli, he asked it. So again, like Dom the Sugi over here is that we have two in Yonam Mokso. One is really our Sugi Kalim. The sugi before and away from Dovin and Shlomo, the sugi of things that are not kelim, muksa machmas kufoy. The loch of klishim machlister. If you read the sugi path to blot, you see the four separate sheets over here. We have Rabbi Hudon daf kufa beis and beis. It says osir sides of kufoy and the koymoi. And Tosfos explains in the case the reason is dafku kitzikli choshev by case of loch grua. You have a second sheet of Rabo Abaya. They hold muta tzar kufoy and was osir tzar koymoi. We have Rabban, we have Rav that says Mutter Tzor Kufay and Mekoymoy. We have Nechemah that says a Kli cannot be Nittel El Tzor Tashmishon, which Machloik is Rashi and Tosfos, we'll have to get back to what that means. It means Tashmish Rogel, Tashmish Yuchot. But again, we have four different sheetahs what the Loch of Kli Shem Lachli Le'Isser is. At the end of the Sugya on top of Kuf Dalvan Bey is coming Rashi and Paskins for us. It says, we Paskin Loch Lamais like Rabban, that's Mutter Tzor Kufay Mekoymoy, but also Mechamel itself. That's the Maisa that we should have Paskin. That's the Mechaba, that's the Maisa we Paskin. So again, we have four different sheets in the Sugya. A local Maisa is very simple. Please, Shem Lach, the Isser is also the Mechama itself, Mutsar Kuf Mekoymai. The one behind this Indian, Chakira, the Olim says over, is what is this idea of Please, Shem Lach, the Isser? We have this Muksa over here. Is it an extension of the idea of Muksa? The concept of muksa is like, so, be mak to das, the muksa mach maskufoy, a rak has no use to mak to das from it. Is it an extension of the inner of a tso, be mak to das, or is new inner of xeris total? A new inner came on the chemio, or klisha mak lister per se, they made a new xeris total. Fira dover, to explain what that means. Dover melach maestri, he had things that the be'etim were not usable. That's nothing, be mak to das has no use. A klisha mak lister has use, so, kufoy, it's like mekoymoy. So you're not makedas from it. You're not makedas, but if so, why is it also for it? So speaks out the going in your day to be raised amakvav by the speaker of the Sakim Shalmila. He says, Einich nami klishim lachla iser is not mukso. You're right, it's not mukso. I said, I'll bring you two rayas as the going. We know it's machlokes Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon if there's mukso at all on Shabbos. We pass like Reb Shimon ain't mukso on Shabbos. He's masked by Kedek by Chsor and Kis. This is the case of mukso. Otherwise, there's no mukso on Shabbos. So what's Klish Shemachal Isser? Why are we Machal for it? For we pass the Reb Shimon, there's no Muksa on Shabbos. So he's going, you know why? It's not in the Muksa. No, it's in the Vakso. It's Xeris Total. Xeris not to tell us something. It's a new meaning, nothing to do with the Sugya Muksa. So that'll bring you a second Raya. Lachu getun siftal the klishim lachta lehetter. You cannot move for no reason. Blitzar klal, you cannot move. That have anything to do with the sugya muksa be maksadat? The klishim lachta lehetter. It's a cup over here. So we see that concept over here that Chazal asked gzeir total. And bet them this Raya already, the Shermans speak out, the Iri and the Ritva they speak out already, the Raya, the Bashim and the Yehuda argue, must be the idea of a Klisha Maksa Isser, is a separate, totally, nothing to do with the Sugya Muksa. We're learning under the concept of Muksa. Why? Because we cannot move it on Shabbos, Metal for no reason, or it's Tzrochim, but it's not the Sugya Muksa, the Sugya of Gzeres Total. Why would they create the Total? The Shermans are different Lashonis for it. Either the way, have them Iri, the Shlom and the Oyer side, the reason why we answer it, because not the Tzar of Shabbos. It's a Vokhadik thing. So Guma coming be motor, but for after Shabbos mechama tzel, that we don't do on Shabbos. Shabbos is for Shabbos, not for after Shabbos. That's the reason why we made a gzeres total. Well, second reason, the Ritva or the Shita Laran says the reason is because gzera of itzel, your metalto things it's not needed. You might come to take it outside. Or third reason, the Ravid said mitzvah sugya marisayin. People might think you come to iser with it. They made a gzera for it. Some Zam says because maybe they iser of take a klishim out of iser, you might do iser with it. Different reason why we have a gzeres total. That's not the sugya maksa. A rock you maksa das don't plan to use. A mace you don't plan to use. The veiler don't plan to use. Something you plan to use, not muksa. Sugya what? Gzeres total. Atzad Hasheni, the Prima Gadol over here, when he brings down the sugya, it says the sugya is muksa. And the Chayyadim, when he speaks it out, he says, Avada, the reason why I cannot move a mecham latzel, why? Because the person is a maksa das from the kli over here. And the reason why he'll do it, Tzarek Kufi Mekoyimai, he says, no, why? Because you're not Maksadas, Tzarek Kufi Mekoyimai. Says the Chayyadim, no, it's a Hemshech L'Sugya Mokso. Idea of Maksadas. A Maksadas from this, not from that. That's how first, the hammer, it was Maksadas from banging in a nail. I know I'm not going to bang in a nail on Shabbos. But hammer might crack a coconut on Shabbos. I have Maksadas from this, not Maksadas from that. They point out, you either be a local. We are when we discuss the Indian of the brings down the Prim Gadam and the Rashba, when you have a Kli, that the Iker Shtamshus is for Isser, or Rav is for Isser, about to go after the Rav. Says it be a Loch, but let's say it's for both of them, and only Rav Shtamshus is for Isser, but the Iker is for both. He says the Manolon de Mekata Daitamine. Who says you Mekata Das from it? What's he make of the Tzarachin? Manolon de Mekata Das Mine. The words of Mishabu is, the reason why a person should be Mekel says, who says you Mekata Das? There's two equal stamps over here. The stamps of Isser, the stamps of Hetzer over here. So he's calls on the category of Kita Das. We'll get to that at Bez Hashem. Vishwa also Sivkan Chof, he speaks out again the Yisod over here. He speaks out the Yisod of Mekata Das. So point down the Chor, there's Machlokes over here. Yishayinim and Paiskim. What is the Sugya we're learning right now? What is Klishim Lakhla Isser? Is there a Sugya of Akto, Mukso? Or the Sugya of Kizer Total? Kanamim Tatl Kalim? The way how the Rabbazah says, he says, the ik is like the goyin, and the vadalun is the sugi of the tzotel. As Hashem and Sisliya says, no, the ik is like the mishbu and the chayodim, learn the sugi of muksa. Those want to read the base yisif. He puts the idea of klishim lakla isser under the concept of the muksa. Others want to say no, so just borrow terminology over here. But that's the sugi what we're learning right now. Now there are nafkaminas, there's about 10 to 12 different nafkaminas based upon this chakira. We'll have to go through the Zman and see the Nafkaminas, but to speak out two of them just to get it clear, two very simple basic Nafkaminas. One Sigil is the Ilm is asking mitzvah the Sigil of Bosses. The person has a table and he has a rack on top of it, and the table is to hold up the rack or the leichter or the candle on Shabbos. Look at it, the Bosses. Why? Because once a person has a flame on top, that's Muksa. The table is to hold it up or the candle stick is to hold it up. Therefore, the Loka is, it's top of the thing on top, but just like you mark the dust. From the rack on top, you mean mark the dust, the thing on top, underneath it. What's the loch of a bosses when it's a klisha malachta in the iser? Can you move this table now? So a good mekoma vada you can, that's not even a question. Because we topple the thing on top. You can move the pen that's on top of the table, so a good mekoma, of course, you can move the table. The question is, can you move the table mecham l'tzel? Let's say the sun's out, the table's outside, in the sun, and you have a pen on top of the table. Can you move the table over here? Can you move the table? Did that a sugya bosses? By the second Klisha Shemachal Isser. So Bez Hashem gets the Simon Shin test, if Aleph, over there, the friend is speaking out, they want to have a page upon this Chakira. If you said over here, it's been said, Inavak Tzobim, Maktadas, Topol, Maktadas, one to another, That's what Klisha Maklis is also. Where the thing at top is, the thing at bottom is, I've been maxed dots on the table, just like I've been maxed dots on the rock with the table underneath it. Who is it with the pen with the table underneath it? I've been maxed dots, what? Mecham Latzel. If they said over here, Xeris total, I have Xeris total on the pen. There's no Xeris total on the table. The table of my says, Klisha Maklis. I can move Mecham Latzel. So why in the world should I ask the table? I will see the local mice be machloek sapoiskim. Then one says, based upon this, hakiro, is the Xeris total, or did Makhdal be Makhdadas? A second half kamina, they want to speak out. Migid is katsoi, the sugar, that's something that is katsoi ben eshmoshes, is katsoi l'kula yoymai. Something that's mukhdal ben eshmoshes, loch is the whole entire Shabbos can be mukhdal. For example, let's say a case of Chasar and Kis, we saw already by the Mahavram, Kiveger, they speak it out. What's the loch of Chasar and Kis that breaks the middle of Shabbos? It's still mukhdal, now it's not Chasar and Kis anymore. Can you use it? Says Achrinim Meister, since it's Benish Moshe's Mukhtal, you max the das, you max the das Benish Moshe's, you ask it the whole entire Shabbos. Let's say you have a pelophone, let's assume a pelophone is a Klisha Malach Lisser. Let's give the assumption how big the Paiskim seem to go. It breaks on Shabbos. Now the only thing left to be is a toy. Now the kids want to know if they can use it as a toy on Shabbos. You're not going to fix it, no chance of you fixing it. You say, me, this Gatsoy or not? On a Klisha Malach Lisser. If he says Akhtal, be max the das, I'd max the das Benish Moshe's. Maksadat kula yoyim, and if I cannot move it on Shabbos also, mecham letzel, it's klolim. Mashengin the gzeres total. Who said we say migdis katzoyim? Migdis katzoyim maksadat. Finish moshes maksadat kula yoyim. If the gzeres total, there's no gzeres total anymore. It's not a klisha maklis anymore. Right now it's a toy. Right now it's a klisha makletter. Again, speaks out the Rav Shlomo Zalman. There's another nafkmina, a second nafkmina. Yeah, that's nafkmina mecham letzel. Yeah. Same idea, same point. Again, you go through numerous cases. Again, the etzem, the 10-12 is enough. Kamin is based upon this chakiro. Halacha ma'is v'paskin. Again, the klish shemlach le'iser is mutata guf mekayim is also mecham letzel. And better a person has to do is explain every single word. We'll come out very simple. Halacha ma'is is that means you have to find number one, what is kli, number two, what is melachtoi, number three, what is iser. Number four, what's the loch of tzarech? Number five, what's gufay? Number six, what's mekayme? Number seven, what's mecham letzel? When the final seven, it's very simple, the loch. Let's try to find the final seven. We'll start now. I don't think we'll finish all now. Hashem will finish off tomorrow. And then go to each inyan. No, tomorrow. No, tomorrow, Hashem. I have a choice. Either I can say an hour and a half now, or I can say very quickly, or I can say a little bit slower and try to get finish it off tomorrow. That's your three choices. Now you have to now pick one of those three. Now I know, but it's fine. Again, we're trying to get the whole sugya right now. Number one, first you said of kli over here. So again, the idea of kli, first we see from the sugya of Kavdalit, that something that is malakal isit, not a kli, is not a kli shemakal isit. We need the yisrael of kli. In other cases, bakas, you have this log of wood, you want to burn on Yontif. The Gemara speaks out, Alokha since it's not a kli, Alokha is not nifl together, kli shemach l'isse, nifl l'sugya, or muksa mach maskufay. So number one, we see clearly we need the yisoid of kli. Not kli, it's not a concept over here. Once we know we need the yisoid of kli, we'll come on, we'll speak out through shaylas, which each shayla have to get back to define it. Number one, again, what we mentioned right last time, a kli shemach l'isse, has no ishtamshu shal heter at all, klal. They call again kli shemach l'isser category 2 or sugbet. The question is, how exactly do you look at this object over here? For example, a person has this bar of soap. There's no other use to be done with it on Shabbos except to wash your hands. On Shabbos, you cannot use a bar of soap, the ikri paskin, to wash your hands on Shabbos. Lulev chaymo. So if those are lochas, you cannot use it on Shabbos, and there's no other use to have on Shabbos. So what defines the word kli? What exactly do we look at? We look at, in general, has a use during the week, not on Shabbos, it's called a kli. We look on Shabbos, right now it's Shabbos. On Shabbos it has no use. On Shabbos it has no use. It's not a kli. I mean, the question is, what's the status of this object? Do you look for klolius? Has a use. Or do you look for produce on Shabbos? It has no use at all. Very mentioned by the Sugya of Chasar and Kis, that Kivega came along one time, it's not nichla Sugya of kli at all. And therefore it will be nichla Sugya muksamach maskufay. And those of my son want to argue the point and say that's not so. That's one question, what defines kli? A second question defining the idea of kli, what happens if something could be a case of a kli, but it's a one-time use? It gets used up right away. Again, you can say a case of a bar of soap, or detergent or anything that's cosmetic, any of these things, toothpaste, you use it one time. You don't use the toothpaste over and over. It might be a lot of toothpaste inside the thing that you have, but each toothpaste, the paste itself, is one-time use. The bar of soap is a one-time use. Something that's a one-time use, is that called a kli? And that's something that's a shiloh. The fact that the place can say, Be'ner shal shayva, a wax candle, which we were discussing in the big down, it calls the case of a kli shemak l'isr. Yet the case of the bakas, the piece of wood, the Gemara says, it's going to be used on yontif. Yet the Gemara is saying, it's not nechel to your kli. It's going to be a vuch among the achrenim how exactly to answer it. And most places seem to argue the point and say something that's a one-time use is not a kli. A kli has to be something that can be used over and over. Whether you choose to use it over or not does not make a difference. That means a chalpami plate can be used over and over. That avad is a kli. However, the case of a bar of soap or the toothpaste can only use one time, so all makeups, you'll see from the bottom, every single time, will always discuss on bottom, the two sheets negate anything that could get used one time. What's the look of a bar of soap? What's the look of a makeup, by toothpaste? Is it kli shemlach l'isser? Mutzah tzara kufa mekaymai? Oh no, it's a mukhtah makhmas kufay. And there will be author tzara kufa mekaymai. That's aleph, that's kli. Second word is malachtoi. What defines the get of the malacha? So if you come along with the Shavuah, bring down the Prim Godim, coming from the Rashi Be'etzem, there's something that it's malacha. First, avada to be yuchud for that, that defines it's malacha. If there's a Mishavuah, lav dafka, something that's to be yuchud, even if it's rave pomim this way, the fact that the Rashi says by the case of the Kedeo, that rave pomim is used for the case of Isser, the nichla get of klishim lachla Isser. So again, so we have to decide what makes it's malacha, what defines malachtoi. Says the Mishmur of the people come from the Rashba, we go after Rav. Says the Shayatin, Ayn Bialocha. Come on the Bialocha, and he speaks out. Let's ma'ayn what exactly Rashba is discussing over here. He says, when the Iker is Isser, you go after the Rav. What happens if there's two things that have been Iker? Can we use both of them evenly? Except one is Rav. I mean, it's made for Isser and it's made for Hatter evenly. The reason why the person made it, he made it Sai for Isser and Sai for Hatter. Except for Payil, a person uses it more for Issa than for Heter. Do we still go after Rayv? No, it's made for Issa and for Heter. And then again, of a Kli, Shemak le Heter. The Shabruah ends up saying the Bialach of a Tzarechian. There seems to be a Mavuch among the Achoyim. How do you read a Mishabruah, a Sharetzin, and the Bialach of? The Shabruah says in the Mishabruah, we go after Rayv. On the bottom, he says, I am Bialach, and the Bialach ends up a Tzarechian in the case where the both is Iker. So there's one way to read it. Come on the Shalmayudo, and you want to tighten the Be'etzah Mishmurah being Machmer in the Mishmurah only in the case where the Iker is Isser, we go after Rav. But let's say it's both a case of Isser and Heter, he's mitzad in the Bialacha to be Michael, he sends you there, he's mitzad to be Michael. Therefore, the end of the day, he ends up Sarachin, but his Be'etzah means he wants to be Noit Lachal. That means the Bialacha is coming to mitzamtzim the Chumri he said in the Mishmurah. Atasheni, the Rosh Hashabbos, the way he reads it, or the Shalmi Yenison, the Kamalim says, no. The Bialocha, he wrote the Alocha Mishabur, we also go after Rav. He says, I am Bialocha, I'm not Klor. If the Rashba and the Bialocha appear, God is going in all cases. Or only in the case where the Ikkis for Isser. But the Maitre is Sos and Lachumru in the Mishnah Bura. And that's the Mapaska be Machmer, whether it's the Ikkis for Isser, or the Ikkis for Isser, if I have to, you always go after Rav. Question, how do you read the Mishnah Bura? Is he Paskining? It says, however, I'm going to be a locha yishlodin if it's clear or that so or not. I'm passing the chumah of the Mishnah Berurah. But no, it's being mitzam saying this chumah that he said in the Mishnah Berurah. And the ik is being mitzat lahokal. I mean, at the end of the day, what's Mishnah Berurah saying? The ik being, he says it's satri mekel. But Vicky said, I pass in the chumah. So swam, certain swam bring him down the Mishnah Berurah one way. Another bring down the Mishnah Berurah another way. A locha maiso, chayno, maiso, he went. Whether to go with Mishnah Berurah or not, he wants to tie in the locha maiso, he can't be mekel. What's made for Isser v'Heter? We don't go after Rav. Maisa is made for both. Shlomo Zalman of Yashiv, they were the Mishnah Berurah being Mekel, being with Samson in the Bialocha. He ends up Sarachin, but the Iker he wants to be Mekel. A person can't be Mekel. Tarasheni, the Chodshani, the Shemir Shabbat, the Chosra, they want for Karet. The Iker is the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah passed in Lachumi, Yafi, Machmer, go after Rav, even though it's made Saif, Isser, and Saif, Heter. The Maisa, Yafi, Machmer. So Shail, how to read it? And the question really is, take a step further. We're discussing a case, we have either a case where the Iker is for Isser, or the Iker is for Isser and for Heter. The question is, do you go, the Mishmur saying Rav going after the Isser, or do you go after the Rav and also make for Iker for Isser and for Heter? What happens when the Iker and the Rav are a stirum neobe? The Iker stamshus is made for Isser, but Rav stamshus is done for Heter. What happens if you have a stira? Ikris for Isser, and Royus for Heter. We'll get the cases. Now, come along, the B'yashim or Taino, well, Ikris for Isser. So, Vadigraf to Isser. That's what it was made for. It was made for Isser. A Gamas on the Sefer wants to bring down Moshe Mechotshani, wants to say no. Maisegraf to Royv. Once he passed to Royv, Royv should be this. Royv was sick, Royv should win out. Gam on all places, Mechotshani seems to go not that way. Just to speak out different cases, maybe. Two cases or three cases. People are pots. Pots. The first Bizmana Chazal, pots and pots Bizmana Zer. Pots Bizmana Chazal. Come on, again, very clear in the Rashi, but it says that Ik is made for Isser and raised for Isser. Therefore, pots are Klishum Lakhl Isser. That means you have a pot and you counter, can you move it when there's no food inside? It had a kolm. So a group of karma will be mutter, the chamel cell and mice will be ulcer. That's the mice, the shrua goes that way. Now, if so, I have a question, there's food inside, why in the world can you move a pot? No one to be makhl when there's food inside. So the Rashi, the Sugya called Gimel, by the case of Shum, inside the Meducha speaks out. He wants to know why, because either it's bottled to the Eichel, and therefore it's nichel together of Mamish Heter, or to Klish Shum Lachla Heter when there's food inside. Since it's being Ishtamish as a Tzura for Heter, as a get of Klish Shum Lachla Heter, a Chiddush. When there's food inside, there's no problem to move it. There's no food inside, it's Klish Shum Lachla Isser. This Yisoid that the Rashi was saying over here, Pat Bezman HaChazal, seems to be that those who want to disagree. The Chayodon. Kishonoch, the Paschal, not this way. A title of mice is true. It's true for Isser. Also, there's Tumshus of Heter. And the words are, why in the world should we catch the Das? Chayodom seems to go with the Yisoid of Akhtar, like we said before him. If so, the Yisoid of Akhtar, I'm not Maksa Das in my pot. Has the Tumshus of Isser, have the Tumshus of Heter. It might be Iker for Isser, right for Isser, but I also store things inside of it. I also move it around when it has Heter inside. Says the Chayodom, not Maksa Das. A Lochla Maisa seems a Paschal against this Rashba, against Mr. Bureau. Kishonoch seems to go against this, and the Shmir Shabbat will cause like, somehow also seem to go against this side over here. Seem to pass in a path, even as Mana Chazal, seem to be mutter. Why can circle say, has the Shamsu of Heter over here? I'm not Maksidas from it. That's path with Mana Chazal. Come on, those want, I know. What path today? Path today. Today, numerous paths, again, depends on certain ones, but numerous of them paths are people put in the refrigerator all the time. That means you have Ikish Tamshus for Isser, that the path's made to cook. But Ravish Tamshus is for storage. But Balbatish, you put in the refrigerator day to day, there's 20 hours in the refrigerator, cooking is an hour or two. So what's the halacha when you have Roy versus the case of Vicar? The Roy over here means time. Can we see the ready in the halacha discusses when you have two Ikers, means it makes a bowl. Roy means time, right? That's Roy. So Roy means time. So you have Roy versus Iker. So if Shabbos goes down back and forth based upon this question, what's the halacha of Roy versus Iker? You mean on the Shmir Shabbat, plus he wants to make it in general, it goes back and forth. How far to take this question over here? Let's take even one more step. A car, what is a car? Is a car muksa? Not muksa? Is it son kiz? Klishmak this? What is it? So, first, those want taina, or the tzion, the diviyatsiv, they want taina, a car is a case of son kiz. Son kiz. Why you don't touch a car? Don't move a car for no reason, only to drive it. Mice is a case that's a chiddish. Good pashas is, you want to, let's say, store something. You'll open the car door, put something inside. For it says on kids, I have a very hard time understanding why that's open Matthias. Race from come along. The one Taino, the Batinum from the Zalam Biash, well, this is a cliche lack lister. It's made to drive a car. Drive a car is a combustible engine, Lister H Bhomash Vitachim, is the Iso. That is a case made for Isser. So Sharm can always because they want tied at the cliche lack lister. If so, can you take things out of a car on Shabbos? Let's say come Friday night. You've got your packages inside Shabbos, you open up the door. So the Debrecina wants to tie the people around, you cannot open up the door, you know why? It's a dove tmul rabim. So a lot of example, Mishpura says, can you make Abdullah from plugging onwards? You'll not make Abdullah from plug. So Mishpura, don't do it, dove tmul rabim. Because anyone sees you opening up a car door on Shabbos, the first thing he says is, look, it's Shabbos, how can you go do that? Fine, so let's say no one's around, no one's looking. In case it's not dove tmul rabim, can you open up the car door? Says the place, can you please shamak lister? In the case where the light will not go on, can you open up the door? No problem. Let's say either for a doubt, it does not go on. The loch is klishe makhlis and tzor kufa, and the mice is motor. Can you close the car door? Can you close the door? So come along that coin and say, how can you close it? They say, it depends. If you leave the door open, in certain neighborhoods, the whole inside of the car get cleaned out. So you're closing it. Why? To protect the things that are inside. So maybe close the door to, go tzor kufa, protect the objects that are inside. Opening a tzor kufa, how do you close it to get things out? Tell to a mixtas, the vada. You cannot tell the mixtas until the garment. The vada, you cannot be without the mixtas at all. All mukhs you cannot do until the mixtas. The right is, the Mishnah says, in the case of a mace, the Mishnah says you cannot be menasechit with oils. a tiltal. I would even ask if you oil, you move the skin back and forth, it's not going anywhere. Tiltal makes sense as ulcer. We cannot learn that tiltal gamri. What? You have a sacrum inside, you have a box of stuff inside. So you're closing it to protect the thing that's inside. So a coupon. Using it to protect that
car.
You're protecting the thing that creates on the inside.
The
Sfarim.
Meaning
the car is also a shiloh. I said this, the stuff inside the car. The car itself is a shiloh. The lapis gonna make it also called Sfarim Kufay. I'm still using it to protect other things.
You're saying even though
you're acre, still Sfarim Kufay. So they would think close it, or they want to tighten another way of closing it. Let's say you have to get by and the car door is blocking you, it's Sfarim Kufay, you can close the door that way. Or stam, let's say you do not start with karmel. They say just do till the begufoy. Come on, Gamoshin. They asked him about opening a car door and closing it. He writes the etzim amachonit ain't a muksa. Car, please shemach leiter. Rabaya. Now it's very hard to understand why that's so. Let's analyze it. Your car most of the time is storage 24/7. It stores things inside. You drive it an hour a day to get yeshiva and back. So roiv versus ikur. So maybe can stand on Moshe roiv versus ikur. We go up to roiv. It's a massive chiddush. But my sir, we see the idea that the Paiskim saying, the Shavua is saying, and the Rashi is saying, go after Roiv, maybe we can even knock out the Yisrael of Ikur over here. Who let us travel on Moshe? My sir, the chiddush over here, a passion is like the other Paiskim, so of course, a car you did not buy for storage, you pull the car to go drive from place to place. It's not made for both. It was not made for Isser Vatu. It's made for Isser. I can be using it for storage, but that's not, no. The Ikur is for Isser, that's clear. You have a car? That's what you have. No, so now... No, so Echrami, that's a Patsar. Yeah, Matzar. What? A Patsar, please, Matzar. Now, that's what the question is. We have to wait according to Moshe, because I'm saying a Patsar is right for storage, a Patsar, please, Matzar. Take a similar idea, a similar concept over here. Can a person... A similar concept over here. A person. What's together? He ends off saying you might go after it anyway.
No. What's the case?
You don't say a case. A case is made for both.
What would that mean? Your
pot is. Right, no. No. The ikku is for. Again, your pot is. That you cook. That's Ikur Vishwar, that's the quarter of Moshe. Right, I'm saying going to Moshe might come out of your pot today, it's right. For the others, I hear much more stock. But yeah. I'm saying, because okay, come out the same thing. You should call it more because the pot, yeah. Because the whole, you spend $10,000 on the car is maybe Ikur for driving. A similar concept, a similar idea. Let's say a person has a gun on Shabbos and he wants to walk around with it. A gun. Of a veya, a kedeach, a neshek. Fine, those are three words in Hebrew. I'm not sure what the difference is. But fine, yeah, can you walk around on Shabbos? What's your shaila? Why do people have a gun for? The chance of them shooting is come out, anyone walking around with it is just to scare people. So what is its function over here? Is it, what its malacha? Is it malacha to scare people? That's klish mach leheter. Right? That's klish mach leheter. What is the function? The scaring is because it can shoot and can kill. So what is the gun? Is it clear that it's malachas lahet to scare people or not? Seems to be also a question. What defines its function? What is its malacha? Come on, Shlomo Zalman, and the SMB says, klish mach lahetr. A gun is a klish mach lahetr. You can move it, lecham atzeh, whatever you want, no problem. No way. Because it's made to scare people. The Viyatis is made to scare people. Tzav Shedin, the SMB, the Viyatis, the Yashki says, yeah, it's made to scare them. You know why? Because it shoots. That's what it is. What is this malacha? It's a shoot. What? I know, but the function, what is that? No, but first of all, come on, all of them have bullets. And that's still, what is it made for? What is it? I know, no. Avadi la carry out, mecham latel, not please come latel. Avadi, you're walking around security a lot. I'm not causing that. It's causing mecham latel to rule. What is it exactly? They don't shoot. When they're walking around over here, no. No, the ones that people walk around in the mind, it's made to scare. That's what it's made for. I'm made to scare. A similar question is about clarifying. What's birthday candles? A lot of people put it on top of the keg, sometimes they'll even light it. It's a candle, so it's Bishmak Lister. But it's made because it's candles, birthday candles, be nice. So what is its malacha? Is the malacha Isser or the malacha Heter? Nakmina is, again, the Chamlet Sel. The same thing is called your candlesticks, the silver candlesticks. It's what to put the fire on top and light it. But mice, it's very nice. Something to have it out by Simchas, and people don't light anything on top of it. What is that? It's malacha. With made to be a candlestick, but people don't only use it that way. So what defines its malacha?
It might not be a clique.
No, candlestick about is what a clique. No, we're not discussing. No, not the Nel Shoshai. We're discussing the candlestick, the silver candle, the leichters, the leichters. What are leichters? A leichter is klishe makleiser, a klishe makleiter. The chamatzel, what the logan again is. Do you find what its function is, what we decide its function is, or what we practically do with it? What's its ikir? What's its joy? What? How to exactly look upon it? Each case is a shayla, exactly what the look of it is. Same idea. The candle smell, I think, no one actually likes it. I've never seen anyone. Birthday candle, they would, but no one, as far as I know. Let's become the facts are not correct. But the mice, they come out, what finds malachta? We have Mishmur said to get over here is roiv. The mice, if they're both shova, be aloha, depends how you read it, what's aloha to go after roiv in that case or not. When it's ikka versus roiv, I think they said, like, by car, should we go after the inn of ikka over here? That's malachta. Now, what finds Isser? Klish Malakla Isser. What is the Isser over here? So, first of all, Isser, Isser, Klish Malakla Isser, if you're up on them, we should move an example of Prima Godam. The Lachan is also the same category as Klish Malakla Isser, if a rice coming from the Zugo of a Shafer, or Chatzaitzris, the Gemara says the Klish Malakla Isser, a Gam is not really even a drop on them, it's only a Srach drop on them, it's still Nichol get a Klish Malakla Isser. Let's say something is Osir of the Zugo of Nichol, Zilzal Shabbos. The Barella, Zilzal Shabbos, of Nichol. Is it Mukhsenat? To come along, those who want Taino, the Ashram Shalma Yehuda, the Ma'ash say that since there are ways of using things that are also Zilzal Shabbos, things that are open to Chol, for example, the Tzarf Orchim, the Lachim clearly let use it. The Lachim is, by the case of Mitz'i, Kedu B'Shinoi, open to Chol, Ma'ash, no Isser. The one time, things that are Osir, means that open to Chol, Zilzal Shabbos, and not Muxo. Atzah Shedin, the Ashram Shalma, except the Ma'ash, you mark the Das. If you have no Orchim, not using it. If you're not doing B'Shinoi, you're not using it. You have Chaim Kineski. And the Shalmi said, "Ma'aser is nichlus to gil mukso." So, what defines iser? The question: what's the lach of the chol in Zilzal Shabbos? Same discuss. Let's say we're machmir something inside chumro. Is that nichlus to gil mukso or not? Also, Shigal asked question: Shlom Zalman and Shmir Shabbos one time ma'aser. It's a chumro. I machmir for the iser, but not for the mukso. I took it that far, but not for mukso. I said, "If Shalmi says you took it that far, if you're not using it, so maybe let's mukso." The could get involved. What's nafkamino? Where they getting it from? Is it the sigil of machtadas or just tiltul? Maybe it's machmir. If it's machtadas, ma'aser is machtadas. The sigil of gzeres tiltul, ma'aser I was makabel with a chumash boy, but not with a gzeres tiltul. Ulai. What about something awesome to have the sigil of maris ayin? Just make a simple practical example. Your laundry clips. You hang up your laundry. Now you hang up your laundry on Shabbos, whether cheder chadarm or outside. It's the sigil of maris ayin. So now, are the laundry clips that are made to function for your laundry, is that klishon lakl iser, or is it muxa makmas kufay? So come along to the place for one time. Here, since the etzim is also a smart sign, chazal after it, the bad is not going to get a klishon lakl iser. Therefore, you want to go use, the laundry clips, might say at the club, klishon lakl iser, or latin, chotrani, and others. So again, what finds the get of iser? This is rabbonim, or the sigil of maratayin, other cases, chumro, zilzal shabbos, yesh lod makhlegs, among the achrayinim. Now, what makes something be a malachta that's iser? So, very similar, classic example, everyone knows you take a hammer, and a hammer is klishe malachta iser. Why? What do you do with a hammer? You bang it in a nail. Let's say the kli that we have over here, you did not do iser with it, but it's used with iser. What does it mean used with iser? Biyadavar? Your pot. You don't take a pot to bang in a nail. Take a pot, you'll put it on the fire, and cook food inside. The pot, the etzem, you don't do iser with, it's used with iser. But the pot does not do any iser over here. So come on, when they say they point out you still do see from this Rashba. Let's get brought down by the Paiskim, via Lotham Mishnabura, Prima Godam. They come along and see your side. What is the Malakla Isser? A garment is not being done Isser with it. But it causes Isser to happen, it's called Klisha Malakla Isser. Now the side everyone agrees to, the question is how far to take the side. Again, the side is very simple. If this thing leads to Isser, it's called Klisha Malakla Isser. What's a telephone book? Put the sugar star adjacent on the side. Telephone book, what do? You open up, you see the phone numbers, and you dial. Is that klishe malakla iser? Its function is what? is for a person to go make a phone call.
They
also have addresses there, but that's not the Iker function, and not the Roy, I don't think. Not Iker, not Roy, but it wasn't made for that. It was made for phones. Called the telephone book for a reason, not address book. Fine. So once we have this telephone book, what is it exactly? So being that for Moshe and the Chodshani and the Shabbos, all that they come from the sugya of the case of this Kedera. Just like the Kedera, its function is what? It's for Isser. The phone book's function is what? It's for Isser. And the telephone book be cleared from Lakla Isser. Another example they bring down is where they're coming from the same sugya. We're saying Kedera, what about a Ner? Now first, I'll be clear, when the Chazal say Ner, is that what we call Ner? Ner, what we call Ner, we say, mean a candle. Chazal call it Nelshel Shaiva, a wax candle. When they Ner, they mean the cup that's holding the oil inside, that's holding the wick inside. Their Ner means the cup. The cup. Ner is the cup by then. Most times. So when a person has a cup that holds the oil inside and the wick and the flame inside, what is a cup? Says the same Raj, but a cup is Klishim Lachla Isser. Why is this? What does a cup do? You know what? Because function is to have things burned inside the cup. That's its use. So Kedero, and in there, that its function is a Klishim Lachla Isser. Therefore, one time, who identifies, can one say? A telephone book. Hagam, those who don't argue, let's analyze. A telephone book is very different than a pot in there. A pot in there, the Isser is being done with it. Telephone book is what? You open it, you receive this phone number, you close it, and go to the phone and make a phone call. So who says this is so, you extend it that far when the phone book's not in play when this is happening? Come on, the Debatino, the Boston, you'll say one time, no, you can't extend the story too far. What right do you have to go say that? Maisel, when the Isser Shaboy is not being done at the same time with the use of the telephone book over here. Maisel, way back when, one time, not the way, one time, no. Since the function is for Isser, that's called using it for Isser. Comes out as practically a phone book. Again, without the sugya story, you exist. Maisel, to go use it, look up an address. Anyway, it's both a tzarek and gaimai. It's our gufai. You're allowed to do that. To go use it to put underneath a kid who wants to sit on it, make himself higher, you're allowed to go do that if it's no other thing to go use anyway. The only question is, let's say the phone book is outside in the rain, can you move it inside? Most places can call Kishlamakla Issa, you cannot move a Makamla itself. Other than one time, what do you mean? You can, Kishlamakla Issa. It's moving a telephone book from inside to outside. A similar thing they discussed is a cookbook. Now, some people tell me cookbook is used just for enjoyment to look at how they make things. Let's make it simple. Let's assume we're talking about boys having cookbook, not girls. Men have cookbook only for one reason, to use as a cookbook. What exactly is a cookbook? Is it Klishimak? Is it Klishimak? Now, most recipes are using Isser. Besides Stradiotis, some recipes are not made not making salads. No Isser. But most recipes, Isser has to happen. So that's right. On that side, what exactly is a cookbook? So for Shabbos again, he wants to ask Al-Story Yagis. Again, he wants to get to that, why is that so? Yes, no, maybe he's loading with a colomar. But let's leave for that to the side. What is halacha? Should we master a phone book? Shemir Shabbos says, what's halacha? It's Klishim Akhlesser. Simple, but right, it's Klishim Akhlesser. It's good to argue. How far do you take this side in its use? Its use is for Isser, but you close it and then you go cooking. Is that nickel to get a Klishim Akhlesser or Klishim Akhlesser? Another thing that they discuss, what defines its use of Isser? Kamlung the Shlom Zaman, and he says, let's say we have something, let's say you have a Paxel Zevel, garbage over here, and you have a cover on top of it. This cover is used to Mishamish Isser. Mishamish Isser. This Pach, this cover, have a get of Klishim Lakhl Isser. Is that, it's Melochan on Isser, it has nothing to do with Isser. It's covering up the garbage. But does it have the shemesh of the thing that's coming to help out? Coming from Zama wants a taina, since it's being mishamish muksa as a gedra muksa. For example, a car, the door, the car keys. The car keys are made to open up the door. What are the car keys made to open up the door? What's the problem opening up the door? Let's say again the light never goes on, no problem inside the light. What's the car keys? It's made to mishamish, a klishim lakla isser. Is the car keys not klishim lakla isser? It's made for Isser, itself is Isser, whatever that is, this is. The Karki, the Klishim Lakhl Isser. Others come along Shemir Shabbos says, no, for the Maisa, its function is open up the door itself has no problem. So it doesn't has its own function. A garment comes from a Shamish, and that itself has a function of Isser. Who says we can extend what thing is to the key itself? There's Shemir Shabbos Kul Chosoy, and Obiyashi wants Taina, it's Klishim Lakhl Isser. the car, the
car keys.
He says, the Shemesh Shabbat says, even though the car keys can go for the motor and for the door, he says, since it's made for both of them, and might that has a function of heter, called the Klishim Akla heter.
The
key. You need both. Better you need both. It's made for both. I'm not sure. The car keys are made for both. You need both of them. It's made for both. That's made for both. You want to sign that the car keys made for both is something better. Made for both. Min chesed it says. How can that be? If it's mishdamish itzer, he says avada has to get it. It's over here. Now you could ask Stam, again we're saying the Yisrael, if something that's made that used for Isser has the getter of Isser, a Bezman HaChazal, what piece of meat? The Gemara says the Maisa, what piece of chicken is not Moksa. Maisa, what's the way how we use what piece of chicken? We cook it. So it should be Moksa, L'chol HaPachas Mitzad, that's what we do with raw meat. No, Derech is most people cook it, but B'Shatet Chak, you might eat it, so it's not Moksa. But it should be muksim in the sugar that the derech is cook. Like the ketera we cook inside. So also we cook the piece of meat. So some is kash. You want to find out maybe this whole chumah is dak in the kli and not an oichel. And Canaan will have this inside of here, not the geta oichel. Fine. That's the word of iser. Now tzarech. Kli shum lakla iser is mutl at tzarech gufa tzarech makamei. Tzarech who, tzarech what? So first, tzarech means whatever I need. That's the chal getam tzarech. Let's say you have a tzarech. You want me to pass you the hammer to go crack a nut. Can I pass you the hammer? So vada nachzorius, not makedash from other people. Vada is not used for me. I'm not used for other people. Vada goes to even with Zelazev. I'm not use it. I'm not pass to somebody else. It should not be a problem. If he asks me to pass me the hammer to go crack my nut, vada he's using the mock matter. I'm not makedash from that. Come on, the place can say vada halok is it's nifl get a tzarech. What about the tzarech of an animal? So the law of Simon Shin Chav Dalet, you want to do the klishim lachla iser for your animal that was nice in the lechla, says mechaper also is mutter. You know, not no aksa from anybody else, so not negate an animal. What about something that's less than an animal? For example, a guy. What the law of a guy wants a klishim lachla iser? He comes and knocks on your door and says, "Can I borrow your hammer?" Can you come along? It's not me saying you're less than animals. Rashi and Sultan, everyone knows the shuvus and zekla. Daf of Gimel, Chon over there, Rashi over there. That a guy is less than an animal. So fine. So come along the. The Shiloh, what's the loch of Klishim Lachlis in the Geir to go? He knocks your door and he wants the hammer. Can you go give it to him? So come along with Shabru and Sivkon Lam Dalit. He brings a mistake that Moin Am seems to have. The Moin Am seems to have a case that they have this candle and they want to go give it to Goy to go light for himself. He says, we're telling him, making a mistake. The whole loch of a Klishim that's Mutu Tzarku Mekoyma is what? It should serve Hayisrael Lugufoy. But a Goy? No, had to serve for a Goy. That the tzarech is for yourself, the gufay. But if a guy wants to light a candle, he cannot go give it to him. The moin am makes a mistake. He comes from the grass, from the rav. So the same you say, the moin am is making this mistake. And speak out the achrayin, the place came, the loch is tzarech has midafka tzarech yisrael, not tzarech of a guy. What's the avod behind it? I'll be obviously numerous staff kaminas behind it. What's the reason we're saying at the machma? The guy wants and says, I want to borrow a hammer, bang him in the elbow, says he can't. What's the reason to be machma over here? So one story I could say is, you mak the mekatzer das for Mister. Me to bang in a nail, for him to bang in a nail. Mekatzer das for Mister. How can I go give it to him? He wants to bang in a nail. What's one story? The second story, the way Shlomo Zalman says over, the whole heter of Tzarech Guf Mekoyma is for Tzarech Shabbos. He wants to do something that's not on Tzarech Shabbos. I have no heter, not on Tzarech Shabbos over here. Second way of saying over. A third? Yeah. Third way of saying over is mitzad. People say, what am I doing to mitzad sugi maras ayin? I'm asking him to do something for me. That's the Chodshoni says, that's sugi maras ayin. The fourth reason is why? Kehila may say, he's my yoda, rechtaz. If he's doing malach for me, I'm being mishdamish with this right now. He is my extension of my hand. He cannot do it without me lending the hammer. Therefore, I'm doing the issa right now. Those are the four reasons that when to speak out. Push nafkamino. What's one thing you start saying? One nafkamino first is, let's say the guy before Shabbat says, can I borrow the hammer? So go this far being Maksidas, or was it Maksidas? He told me before Shabbat. I'm coming on Shabbat, go borrow the hammer. No problem. Well, a few reasons will apply, we also. Let's say he comes along the guy and says, I want to borrow the hammer to crack nuts. Which is heter. Not necessary. So two of the reasons, either Afraqtso, or the reason the reason of the other Richter would not apply, two of the reasons will apply. Wants to crack a nut. A Der Nachmin is, let's say he tells you want to crack the nut for you. Three of the reasons won't apply. One of them will the mice apply. Fine, let's get it together. Those three Nachmin, take a fourth Nachmin on. Let's say I'm a Kabbalah Shabbos early. The person next to me says, can I have the phone? Can I use your phone? My cell phone. It's Klish Shemakhlis. He wants to go use a Yid, not a guy. Can I go give it to him or not? It really depends upon the reason. So here, let's say he wants to do it. Let's say for another reason, let's become a tzel, whatever the case is. What's the loch in that case? Is that nichon to get out tzarech or not? We depend upon the reasons. The ma'aser doesn't want taino, shami yonisin, and a kopi want taino, the ma'aser have to be machmer. Why? If you meet osir, I told him it's osir. So Hashem Shalom Zalman in the Malum Tishmir Shabbos is seems to be chayit and saying the ma'aser, circle soif and sarkufa. He needs this. He's the Yisrael. I'm allowed to go give it to him. He says, well, Maita, I can't go give it to him. It's nichon to get out tzarech. God for me, it's muksa. Him is not muksa. I can go give it to him. A fifth nafkamino is a ben chutzlar tonight still on Yontav Sheni. Also, how exactly do you look upon it? There's no Marsayin. Or maybe he's nichon to get out of a goy. Ben Ayn Sol, how exactly do you look upon it? Shalom among the Akhoinim is nichon to segil muksa not. When he comes along, when the Ben Ayn Sol wants to use a hammer, ben chutzlar is nichon to get out tzarech. Good point out. Now, this get of tzarech, the same we had this heter, let's say he wants to use it after Shabbos. Nichon the get of tzarech. So, come on, the place can say tzarech avad davka on Shabbos. The main raya is issa mecham letzel. The fact that I'm telling you a person cannot move his phone book outside the rain inside, but he wants to use it after Shabbos. So, you see this story that you want to use something after Shabbos, not nichon the get of tzarech. Of course, that way, the meeting that Shlomo, and after the place came down, this they speak out this story. Tzarech has to be tzarech for Shabbos. Tzarech after Shabbat, not nichol neged of tzarech. All right, mecham letzel. It's also. They say, let's say you need it later on Shabbos. I need it 5 hours later. So there's a mishabru in the Taz that says that when you need it later on by a kli shemlach lehetz, you let him move it. What kli shemlach leisser later on Shabbos? Come on, the Chodshani says, do not be medayik the mishabru and sounds like dafka by kli shemlach lehetzer in the Taz. Even by kli shemlach leisser, if you need it, you need it. That means I'm allowed right now carry out my cell phone where I have to go somewhere if later on that cell phone will be needed on Shabbos. I mean, let's say 3 hours from now, I know I'm going to have to make a phone call for a knafish, whatever the reason is. Can I take it with me now? My assistant said the only way to use it later is to take it with me now. My assistant's not a problem.
That's not a problem.
What? Even that's a knafish. I don't think you can borrow somebody else over there. If I want to use this one later, it's easier for me. I can also take it. But I'm not a knafish.
When
do I
use it? Phone.
Let's make it a simpler case. I want right now taking a hammer that I want to use a hammer crack my nuts 5 hours later. It's outside in the sun. Or someone else can come and steal it. Okay, take it now for later. Look, it's not taking the hammer now for later because later on. It's for Shabbos. But after Shabbos, I cannot take in the hammer. Before Shabbos, I'm taking the hammer right now. Now, they say this halacha is dafka again, has to be a tzarchi soul. Tzarech behemo, tzarech another person. What happens if it's a tzarech another chayfitz? Not a goy, but another chayfitz. Other chayfitz will gain out of it. What's the case? I'll try to speak out. I said, for example, let's say you have a mace. The only way to move a mace is either kicker or tinnik. It says, Mishbul have after kicker or tinnik means any klish shemakl later. What about klish shemakl iser? If I take a hammer and put it on top of a mace, now move the mace. Speaks out the Prima Gadol, Rosh Hashanah, says no. Tzarech Gufa means it has to be done for your tzarech, your need, but done for the mace's needs, not nichol neged of tzarech. Well, another more practical example, let's say you have a heavy computer on top of your table, and the table sagging is going to crack and break. So I want to move the computer away. Well, I said the table shouldn't break, which is klish makhlatik. I move the computer away. That's a tzarech what? Come on, the simple bottom, and the Rabbani wants to tell you that since it's not the tzarech you, it's tzarech the table, that's not nichol neged of tzarech. Tzarech has to be your tzarech. Not your tzarech, the table tzarech, not nichol neged of a tzarech. If you need to use a table later on Shabbos, but nichol neged of tzarech. If you do not need a table to use later on Shabbos, no tzarech has to be after your tzarech, not a chayv tzarech, and not a great tzarech. Fine, next word, tzarech gufay. What defines the definition of gufay? We'll get to Mishmur says, we'll get to the Sugar Ram Beshem tomorrow. But yeah. Now, next word, tzarech gufay.
Why do you consider protecting yourself as part of tzarech?
Protecting chavetzim, why is it nichol neged of tzarech? I just said not nichol neged of tzarech, it is a neged of tzarech. a kasha.
See why I said that. I'd look up the Makar to see what, if there's a chalik, maybe they're arguing in economy. Now, the next thing is Tzara Kufay. Now, what does the word Tzara Kufay mean first in Taich words? Who's, when it says Kufay, means his guf or its guf? Meaning the Kufay means the my guf or the Chayis' guf? What's this punch Taich words first? So there's a medrash in Sechel Toim and Shmoy's Perk Tazayin. It brings down, it means the Tzara Kufay shall Adam. First, it needs to go use the Chayis. When he teaches it, he said Tzara Kufay shall Adam. Read the Meshibu and Sukkot Dalet, he writes, what's the Tzara Kufay? Tzara Kufay Adam, it's not the Chayis Shaboy. Out on the ground, really on the Rashi and the Sugya, Rashi says, "Begufay shall kli." First, a tight word, it could maybe an afkmina what they get of tzarich is. That tzarich gufay is a shaila. It means tzarich gufay of the person or the chayfitz. Fine, it seems to be a shaila on nachoinim. Now we have this heter of tzarich gufay. That means, for example, let's say you have a chayfitz in front of teacher mak the iser. You want to pick it up, play with it. I like fidgeting with it. I have the phone, my cell phone in front of me. I want to just play with it. My car keys in front of me. I want to play with it. That definitely get of tzarich. So the pashas is, we'll see something in the next figure when we look at the Shemak letter, they need a tzarech toyev. It has to be a good tzarech, a real tzarech. Stam, because you want to play with somebody, not nechon to get a tzarech, who will not be a tzarech group, but there's no real use and no real need for this chavetz over here, who should be a bayak, not do that on Shabbos. They want to discuss, what about tzarech kufay, what about giving a kid to go play with something? The b'etim is mukhsa. But he's 1 year old, 2 years old, for him there's no problem playing with it on Shabbos. They discuss whether giving it to him when he's using it for itzer, whether giving it to him or whether using it for heter. Is that mutter also? Also seems to be a shikla das question. Nichol to get a tzarek gufay is it that what Chazal is mak to get a tzarek over that betzina shmir Shabbat says the ma'aser is allowed. He's allowed to use it. Nichol to get a tzarek. That shen ebing nafum from Moshe and Megillah Sefer says the ma'aser it's muksa. How the muksa go give it to him? Not nichol to get a tzarek gufay. Not its use is made for heter, not for itzer.
Shells
when the people collect from the seashore? They already.
No,
that's Muksa Machmas Gufay. That's nothing. Muksha. A case where you, let's say you want to Klishimach Lehet, Klishimach Issa, you want to send a matana to somebody. Kala, you want to send lichters, then let's say on the side of lichters, Klishimach Issa, you send it on Shabbos. Beautiful thing to receive on Shabbos. Is that Nichol Geret Tzarech Gufay? So Kiv Eger brought down Simon Shinvov on the page, he's discussing, can you send a Ner Kesef, Mamish Leichter, to a person who will give a drosha on Shabbos, or Bar Mitzvah, or a Chosin, you know, a case of a Chosin over there. He said, the Maisa, Nichol Geret Tzarech Gufay. The fact that the person like a Shmak guy getting something, that is Gufay, that is its use. Getting a present on Shabbos, that means go over the person giving a fell on the Shabbos as a present. A man and advisor might be a Dovah Tumul Rabin, but be the Cheshvin of Kiv Eger, anything to give a simchot to a person, definitely get a tzarek kufay. Now, a case where a person has tzarek kufay, a person finds a lost object on the floor. You pick it up and go return it to the person, then definitely get a tzarek kufay. So really it's not our sugya, but the shayla in the Shavas Aveda. The loch in the get Shavas Aveda is the kalz, whatever you do not have to do for you, do not do for yourself, do not have to do for somebody else. For example, let's say it's zakim enefi koitai. You saw five shekels on the floor, you won't pick it up. Also, you would not do a Shabbos Aveda and return to somebody else. Therefore, speaks out to Shlomo Zalman, other than the Shabbos Aveda. If I have no heter to pick it up myself, it's not a sugar of Shabbos Aveda. Why? Because not, if I see my own chayvit, there's no heter mecham l'tzel, I want to save it. Therefore, to go return to somebody else, also, is at the same cloud, it's not nichol the heter tzarek gufay mekaymai. Because tzarek gufay, I cannot do it for myself, I cannot do it for somebody else. There is no head of a Shabbos Aveda over here. The clown that gets the secret of a Shabbos Aveda is whenever there's a whenever I have to do it, I can do it with my friend. If I don't have to do it with myself, I don't do it with my friend. Since by Shabbos Aveda I have no head of Mecham Letzel, my friend also has no head of Mecham Letzel. Not in the together of a Tzarech or a Matzah Tzarech, no. Not in the together. For me it's not Nichol, therefore for him it's not.
So even if it's not letter,
no, Klisha Mat Heter, it is a Tzarech, what is a Tzarech? It's not Tzarech. Mechamlet Tzel is much like Klisha Mat Heter. It's not much like Klisha Mat Heter, it's a Mechamlet Tzel.
Giving it to a kid for him to be quiet, that's Tzarech for you? You don't want to...
The question is not Nichol of you, is that Tzarech Gufay or is that Tzarech Isert?
Tzarech Gufay, you don't want him. He's crying for this piece of Moksha, whatever it is.
So if he's crying for Muksa,
you want not to cry for yourself.
So you have to know what, to rattle?
Yeah.
Let's say rattle. Why is rattle even muksa? What is the muksa of rattle? You put it in his hand. Maisa, what?
Cell phone.
Well, you want a cell phone. So again, the shalom lechon, does that get up to our group or not? It's a good example.
What?
Machlekes. We spoke on the first kapur, after you learn the sugya, you learn it very well. You still have a shiloh, the quality of psak moksa of the malakula. After you learn it very well. Now, if you have a. The main shiloh get a klisha maktoi, the itha, the tsar kupoi, what happens when you have a kli hatcher in front of you? Do you have a right to go use this kli itza over here? For example, such example here, the Bialocha speaks out that not crack lemaisa is a case of klisha makla heter. He says in the Bialocha, you have to even know what his topic was exactly. They call that not crack klisha makla heter. A hammer is a klisha makla iser. You have right now in front of you a nut you want to crack, you have in front of you on the table a nutcracker and a hammer. What's the halacha? Can you have a right, of course, to go use the hammer? Just yourself, people, the halacha that maisa can go use the hammer because it's tsar kufa, it's motor. They come along the Mishmur, he speaks out, the whole klal of tsar kufa is motor. It's daku, you do not have the kli heter in front of you. If you have a kli heter in front of you, you have no right to go use the kli iser. Mishnevura. Learn the sugya daku klav dalet. Come along the loza mea horowitz in the back. Without seeing the Mishmur, he says the same yisoid. The loch is to be matzah, gufa mekoyim, it's daku when you have no other kli heter in front of you. Numa zachonim went this way. Now build upon this, they want to know what the loch also gave to Erev Shabbos. They have the same yisoid. You have to make sure Erev Shabbos you have the kli of heter in front of you. Yesh lodin. The Meister, we have this side over here. That a kli shemlak laheter, the maisa is mutter only in the case sarkufa when you have the kli shemlak is mutter sarkufa only in the case we have a kli heter in front of you. What's the Mishnah Berurah's raya? It comes to Gemara and the Gemara speaks out a case that Blaza says that a case of erev Pesach was chal on Shabbos. So it seemed to be that during the week when they had this carbon Pesach, what do you go do? You take these sticks and hang them from your shoulders, and then you have the animals hanging from these sticks over here. And then you cut it to be, or take off the skin, and that's how you go do it. Mashenkin, when it comes out, Erev Pesach is on Shabbos. You take your hand on your friend's shoulder, and he puts his hands on your shoulder, and you hang the animal from the person's hands. Hang the animal from the person's hands. The loch is, the Gemara wants to tie no coin to a blazer. This is the tzua, how a person goes to go do his animal on his hands on Shabbos. Now you have to realize what the case over there is. You have a choice over there to use your hands or use a stick. And these stick, the smakli, smokles, says Rashi, says the Sharatin, is klisha malakla heter. Smakli klisha malakla heter. Now, the pasha assumption is that hanging an animal from your hands is a tercho. It bothers you, it hurts you. But since you have an option to not use a makla, it's a klisha malakla heter, and go use your hands, the Gemara says you still have to use your hands over these makla, over these sticks. So the Mishmur Koshkin, certainly in our case, you have a case of klisha malakla iser, avad you have to use a klisha malakla heter. Koshkin. Mother case of klishim lachle hetu. You have to be machman use your hands. Allah has come with you. Klishim lachle itzer. Of course, you have to go use a klishim lachle hetu.
What about the klishim lachle
hetu?
I mean, you can't use a
fork. Oh. First, I want to speak out and get to your question that if the derech is that you should use a fork, that's part of your tzarech. Echanami, you can use either one. We might have a good point there. If you can eat two things with a fork, without a fork might not be a good right. You have to get some dalit. Let's say, not a case of fork, that might be no itz at all, mukso. But in the certain cases, they want to have economy. If the derech can use either one, maybe economy has to use your hands. That's what the Shayatin is saying. The fourth man have a separate head to have kids of dollars. The Blozer Mehoritz has a different right from the Sugya. He's discussing the right from the Lechem upon him. That Bahai Porto, Lemi Ofish. That's his right he wants to come from. Next year, we have Yisrael over here that we have a case of a Klishim Lachta Lele Heter. Klishim Lachta Issa is only mutter to use our Kufay when there is no other option around. They have another cute writer from Rashi in the Sugya, Rashi in the Mishnah, called Beis and Beis, discussing using a case of a sakin, a machat, a needle. Can you use it to open up a door? So the Mishnah says, you'll have to tzarek gufoy. You'll have to take this machat to open up a door. Says Rashi, you know why? Misha ovad maptechoy. Someone lost his keys. Thank you, Rashi, for telling us the story. You know why a guy is taking this machat to open up the door? You know why? Because he lost his keys. Thank you. Why is Rashi saying the fork? Because that's the only time you have a right. Go use a klisha makla heter. Klisha makla iser when he lost the keys. Otherwise, why are you doing it for? Rashi telling us you say it. Showing the cute tikkun Rashi. Maisa, what's the get over here? What's the havona? How far do you have to be machmer? So let's say some kashas first. The Gemara speaking out, the Blazer has a chiddush over here that a person, Maisa, he has to go put his hands onto the friend's shoulder and hang an animal from it. Maisa, that's a chomer shito. That's a blazer shito. What about the chachomim? They disagree or not? So this is a Karen Oyer one time. There's no machloikis, but Maisa, Rambam, and the Mivri, they say there's machloikis chomer shav blazer. Are we passing like a chachomim? So very nice, you have this right from blazer. We don't pass like him. How in the world can you bring a raya from Rabbi Lozer? We pass like the Chachamim. As they fact the Shemir Shabbos L'Chosay, the whole Shabbos for Shabbos and others. How can you bring a raya from them? Void, come along and say, let's analyze what you just compared the two sugars, the Sharetzion. You come along one time that a person can use no kli or a kli, use his hands or a kli shemach letter. The case of using a kli shemach letter versus a kli shemach isser. Who says they're the same thing? They're very, very different. Why are they different for? The idea of using a kli shemach leheter, can you move for no reason? You cannot use a kli shemach leheter for no reason. We get the lochot sevdalik, the mechabah speak out, bleed tzara klal, you cannot move a kli shemach leheter. That means a simple reading, the mechabah, you have a cup in front of you, you cannot move for no reason. You can't move for no reason. So now what do you have to come on to tzara to go move? The question is, a kli isser or kli heter? Well, I need tzara to matter to move the nutcracker. So I have a tzarek to move the hammer. Mash engin the Gemara's case in what? To use my hands or kli shemach leheter. Since b'chaim no kli versus no kli, that's no right to which kli to go use. Since b'chaim no, there's no shaykhs one to another. What, you have to matter something? Let's be matter the kli shemach leheter. Mash engin the Gemara's case is, let's not use any kli. Not to use any kli, echnam yet be machmer. Therefore those one time, two kashas against the Mishnah Berurah. Therefore, those might argue against the Mishnah Berurah. Dain Fish argues, the Debitzin argues, the Bi'ayim argues, or Yitzchak argues, the Sefer argues. Numerous Achronim want to argue the Mishnah Berurah. Taino, a kli shum lachta isi, you let him move when it's in front of you, sai is and sai heter. Why is it allowed to? It's Sarakuva, it's Sarakuva, the Mishnah Motor. Debitzin has a cute lotion, he wants Taino. Those who are machma, don't make fun of them. Yeshua me listen, those who are machma like the Mishnah Berurah. Yeshua me listen, there's a Mishnah Berurah out there. But Maisa, we have those who want to argue against the Mishnah Berurah. Maisa, Numa Tachon, go like the Mishnah Berurah. Among the Sfarim, seems to be a machlokes or shokol, if you go like the Mishnah Berurah or not. On the side of the Mishnah Berurah, that you have to be machmer like the Mishnah Berurah. His shita, how far to be machmer? How far? So come along, Chaim Noah, who wants to argue the Mishnah Berurah. He wants a title. Let's read the Mishnah Berurah's case over here. It says, hanging an animal from the guy's hands is a tirchum rubo. That means Pashas is, even for a massive tirchol, you have to make sure not to use a kli shemach leheter. That means, let's say the hammer is in a different room, you have to go to a different room. I'm sorry, the nutcracker is in a different room, you have to go to a different room. Let's say the nutcracker is by a neighbor, you have to go to the neighbor. Let's say the nutcracker is 5 flights down, you go down 5 flights down. Sounds like even tirchum rubo, you have no right to take a hammer. The Shalom Yonason, Seif Amuksa, he brings down a Rebbe Paskins when he writes, V'chein hoyo kama moyoro. Moyoro Paskins, even for tirchum rubo, you have to be machmel, that's Pshan the Sharetzin. That's his right, that's where he's coming from. What? There's someone say a neighbor. Some. Maisa, they ask a question to Moshe, and Moshe says, no, only by kiruv makom, you have a hammer in front of you, and then a nutcracker, then you have to be machmer. But Tirch Merubo says, for example, you would not have to go to Shochein. Says, for example, the way that Phil Tulay Shabbos, Abana, when he brings down on Moshe, so Moshe says, from room to room, you don't have to go. In that room, yeah. Room to room, yeah, that's Tirch Merubo. The Yash says, no, you don't have to be a triach at all. Don't matriach. You want to tell you not to matriach? The kash is, the maishi, on the sigil. Come on, the chayim no. I'm sorry, the shami yainasin. And the yitz, the maishi, how in the world are you saying what you're saying? The mishibu is right, it's tirch mubo. Again, hanging an animal from your hands, a pash is tirch mubo.
No, but get your hands on tirch mubo. Use your hands.
Right, and still, it's ati machmer. The mishibu is, his cold game.
I know, but the king, right, the tirch is, the difference obviously, I get it. The tirch, get the hammer. Why
but he understands the college cane, why should be any different?
Why? Because
maybe
say harder.
I don't think it's a chaluk, may say something, maybe another malach, is that we said before in the kasha that why in the world we're going like Rav Loza, the chum might argue. It could be maybe one kasha will answer the other kasha. A vav the chum argue Rav Loza. But what they argue, tirchum rubo. But to say they argue totally in the yisoy, la da. But why make a such farmer like seven? Pashas, what the side of Lozen is not saying this you side. Come say even this part like you side. To the Tech Murbo over here. Mice the Kiddush. And the Samsavis says that says Pshat, and the Pashabas said that also. They won't say that's the side of the Chum Argument Lozen. And the Rabbanon won't say this far to go, That part not true. But he said, yeah. So it could be that's what Moshe is saying it for. Avad we have a raya from the case of Reb Lozer, but not Reb Lozer Shito. I mean, a tirch move, not. A little bit, mice in front of you. You have one, you have two in front of you. Now you have to go be machpel for. But the mice in another room, who says you have to eat that far to go to borrow to go to another person, you don't have to go be machpel for it. And that's Tzara Kufay. Something comes out, again, this Mr. Brewer, do we machpel like it or not? It seems to be on Hogan and the Ilum, it seems to be yes, we machmer. Again, those want to argue against it. That's Tzara Kufay. Tzara Kufay, my best friend will leave for tomorrow. We're leaving over 2 points over here for tomorrow morning. One, what to find Tzarech Mekaymai. And in that is, let's say, you say the same Chumrah of the Sha'atzin by Tzarech Kufay by Tzarech Mekaymai. You say the same idea or not. That means you have an option of two places to go use Mekaymai. You say you have to use the place that you're not moving the hammer away. Let's say you want to sin a seat. There's a hammer in one shear and the other shear has no hammer. You have a right to move away the hammer. And the cash is obviously, it's if you dealt and sift the Zayin, which some guys said they not see yet. They have more time to go see. That's one question over here. And the second main thing is discussing Mecham Latzel, what's the nichol in the category of Mecham Latzel, meaning what happens if it's neither one, not Mecham Latzel and not Zarkuf Mekaymai. It's the Osir Mutter. For example, you have a party counter. You want to put it away, it's just not nice to be there. You don't need the Mokrim, it's not Zarkufoy. It's not nichol in the ghetto of Mecham Latzel. It's not neither one. What happens is nothing. It's Mutter, Zarkuf Mekaymai, Osir Mecham Latzel. Is he Soy the Heter or is he Soy the Isser? Stop, I don't want to be there. What is that? So just argue the point, but you don't want, I'm not using that spot. I'm not using it. There's no use at all. So what is there? I'm not using this spot. I'm using the spot in the Hanami. What? A clean pot. No clean pot. It's legal.